Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are talking with Adam Tice from Pioneer, talking about some corn innovation here, some new products. Tell us a little bit about the lineup and some of the new things launching this year.
Yeah, innovation is really the word that's relevant right now. If you think about where we are as Corteva as a company and Pioneer in the brand, we're U.S.-based, investing in over $1 billion a year on innovations that we think are really going to help solve some challenges for farmers down the road. Again, that's just over $3 million a day. And really some of those that come to mind, one we just launched here this week is Vorceed Enlist in corn. And that's a corn rootworm product that brings three modes of action for corn rootworm protection. The Enlist flexibility now that many growers have come to already realize with soybeans, many of those same benefits are also true in the corn acre as well now in Vorceed Enlist. And then also the same high yield potential they know today with Qrome brand hybrids, because it's built on that same yield framework that was introduced in Qrome here a few years ago. So it's an exciting time and a lot of additional innovations coming here this week.
So we up in the Red River Valley where we're at, it's kind of a unique situation just about every year. I mean, the word normal doesn't really even have a definition up there. But what are some of the things that you guys have online for helping growers in kind of some different situations, shorter growing seasons, kind of muddy springs and some drier summers that we've seen the last few years?
Yeah, you're spot on. No two zip codes are the same across the U.S., and our corn lineup is built to deliver upon that. So a couple things that I think are unique to us is our germplasm diversity was built literally over 97 years. And because of that, also combined with the fact that our corn breeders are local, you know, not centralized in one location, they actively live in and breed for the regions that they live in on a daily basis. So what that means is those field-proven Pioneer hybrids are bred and selected for specific regions of the U.S., like the Dakotas, for example, where having great emergence scores out of the ground are necessary to come through some of those wet soil conditions in the spring. Also, drought tolerance, especially knowing how sometimes in the summer that can be especially stressful in the Dakota regions. We have the Aquamax brand hybrids that are targeted specifically for that western corn belt and that area as well, and that just use less bushels or less water per bushel to get to that yield level. Ultimately, when we start looking at how those products are doing, we're seeing about 5.1 bushels per acre advantage with Pioneer brand Aquamax hybrids for drought tolerant situations compared to competitors in the same situation. So at the end of the day, what that means is the ability to achieve high yield while also having a fair amount of protection and mitigation of risk versus things like wet springs and hot, dry summers.
And before we got on the mic here, we talked a little bit about seed treatment. What are some of the things you guys have for that scenario?
Yeah, the great thing is that the Pioneer brand is we always are innovating and bringing in new different formulations into the Pioneer premium recipe. So we call it the premium recipe. It's always a few formulation changes that occur as we look to upgrade those recipes as well. So multiple modes of action for fungicide, insecticide, also corn nematodes as well is becoming a more prevalent pest. That's all standard in the Pioneer premium seed treatment. So I do think while all seed is mainly colored, what is actually in there from modes of action of fungicide and insecticide is not the same across brands. So we're really proud of the leadership position we have in our seed treatment. And growers are telling us they're seeing it in emergent fields coming out of the ground. They're seeing enhanced early seed vigor with Pioneer hybrids. And that's a combination of the seed quality we have, but also the premium seed treatment.
And you already partially answered this question anyway, but why is that important to growers, especially up in the Red River Valley and those areas, to have that option for that seed treatment?
It gives growers more choice and flexibility of when they can plant. If you look at the biggest risk, in my opinion, to many farmers from a growing season standpoint, it's the weather that's out there or what days are suitable for planting. So if you can have hybrids with good seed quality, good emergent scores and vigor, coupled with a high quality premium seed treatment, that maybe allows growers to be able to plant in a wider window than they otherwise would have been able to. And sometimes you may only get a week or 2 weeks to actually plant that crop. So it ultimately allows more acres per day to be planted when you have something like a premium seed treatment on your side.
Anything else we need to cover before we let you go?
Just a reminder that I always like to tell everybody that Pioneer brand hybrids are exclusive. So you can only get those genetics at a Pioneer sales rep locally.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Adam Tice, with Pioneer on the Red River Farm Network, reporting from Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'm Whitney Pittman.